it just opens up so many opportunities and possibilities. You know, there's just a lot of need in South Dakota for a good quality indoor facility for equine rodeo events and stuff. And you know, in the last few years, we hosted there the junior high national finals there on the fairgrounds. I was part of that steering committee with that, and I mean, it was just humbling talking to the people that come here. They love the area, they love the complex, and of course, the thing that got us was weather. You know, they wanted some protection from the weather, and a complex like that just makes events like that usable, because there are a lot of indoor facilities in South Dakota, and they're some of them nice, but I always say there's none of them that has the infrastructure to support something like the South Dakota Fairgrounds if you had a facility that would let you be indoors. I mean, there's no place else in the state where you can handle 1,500-plus contestants, 1,500-plus campers, and stall 1,500 to 2,000 head of horses, all within walking distance of that. And another thing that just makes that fairgrounds great to have that facilities there is there's just so much dirt. I mean, we've been to areas out of state with fantastic facilities, but they're all concrete. And, you know, you talk to any livestock people, you know, whether it's horses, any of the stock, that concrete gets old if you're there very long, all that concrete. And the fairgrounds are just wonderful for that. The staff is good. And to have a facility like that, I just think the sky's the limit. I just think that Sheridan is a nice place to host people. They like the community. But just to have that facility and to be able to go inside there and just out of the elements and just be comfortable and to seat that many people. And that was always, you know, probably of anything you'd have to say about the beef complex, you know, just needed a little more seating for those big quality events.